come to find you for in some velvet morning. Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. Beside me,
what you just heard was Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys, and before that was Within and Without by Washed Out. So yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Extremely Casual Tunes.
Hello, Extremely Casual. It is, okay, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I remember a couple weeks ago, we were like, oh my god, we could be the first radio broadcast to talk about the election. Like, we're gonna come up with the results as they come out live, and we're gonna be in the studio. Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, no, we were not about that.
We were not
in any which way. Mostly because the election is an utter disappointment, but
I would say I don't even know how to.
Yeah, I feel
you
like.
You can't even put it into words.
That is very
disappointment
true.
Disappointment is like.
It just doesn't feel real right now, I guess, because he's not in office yet, but
2 months.
2 months' time is
Months and 4 days, right?
Yeah.
Gonna leave it at that. I don't know if we want to flood the airways with election talk. We can.
I mean,
what else is there to say, you know?
Yeah, I doubt many people are listening at 1:10 a.m.
I'm just being pretending.
Okay, we'll go with that. So, on that note, I guess we will continue playing music in our very tired states. But it'll be a fun ride on this journey of sleep deprivation. Okay, I'll stop talking now.
Show me love. looking out at the window, leaning. If you wanna come to me, the shorty better mean it. I be 17, well, he just at the Caribbean. And if you come to me, then better get your crew and clean them. I don't know your friend, but I know that he know who I am. If you get the picture, I'ma get it, print out a scan. I'ma be the reason that you always fight with your man. Never met him, I just see my face on his Instagram. Cause they both really want me. Show they call me world vision. Show me love at that show they call me world vision. Showing up at that show they call me world vision. Show me love at that show I sponsor all they women. Showing up. Fucking ghost, medium. Bitches try to lean, they just domino. Bitches drinking lean, they the daddy though. I'm the sponsor, they attaching my hip. Get it? Got a photo of each bitch on my fridge. Get it? You ain't thinking her emotions are flip. Get it? You ain't thinking that my clit to a clit. Get it? I'ma lick a pussy, I'ma lick it good. I'ma lick a tummy, I'ma lick a hood. Don't be mad at me though. You don't know what I know. Yeah. give me one. Oh, yeah. Give me one. Give me one. Oh, oh yeah. Give me one. Oh, oh. Give me one. Oh, oh yeah.
All right, so what you just heard was Alibi by Banks, and before that was Man in the 60s by Baloo. Yes.
Yes.
Maria, what have we been up to while we've been up in the studio?
We have been watching a YouTube video called Real Birds Reaction to Digibirds. We're about 10 seconds away from watching part two.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if words can do it justice, but... You'll
just
have to look it up, but
watch.
The summary is a real bird
reacting to
digibirds. So, but check it out. I like the screen, where he froze it. I like that.
Me too. Okay, everyone, if you like memes, go check out Animals in Predicaments on Facebook.
I also think
will be changed.
Yeah, it will be. I also think Ursula has a new DJ name gifted to her by her young bro, Albie. The Zesty Memer.
Yeah.
So,
HMU for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Got a Zesty Memer up in here, so everyone knows.
If anyone knows what a Zesty Memer is, you're obviously more hip than both of us, and you should let me know if I should be offended or not.
I would say anything with Zesty is not offensive. Zesty is a universally positive acronym.
But what about those gross, an acronym? Palindrome, maybe. But anyways, back to Zesty. What about those, gross, $1 pizzas at the supermarket where it was, Zesty for cheese?
So the thing is, everyone knows they're gross. Even the people selling them know they're gross. So that's why they say Zesty, to make it sound better.
Because but people still buy them.
Because it says Zesty. If it didn't say Zesty, I don't know if people would buy them.
Good.
So, just for all you business marketing people out there, use Zesty. People will buy your products.
True. I have this very vivid memory for some reason of I went to a pizza place with my family when I was 10, and we were just picking up a pizza. And I remember this dude who was middle-aged in front of us in line was can you add some feta to the pizza? I want to make it zesty.
Bouge.
Okay. Bouge.
Do you really think feta would make it zesty?
I don't know. The dude was white.
I mean, me too.
I don't know if that's correct to say on radio.
Whatever.
I didn't mean to offend anyone. I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering, what do you connotate with zesty? What flavors?
I don't know. From that one experience, for some reason, feta cheese has just always been zesty to me.
I always think of it as kind of a very active, alive taste. You know, lemon
active.
Zest? Zesty is just wow. I've never... You couldn't describe zesty to someone who doesn't know what it means.
I would agree with that.
So, I guess you'll be the cryptic zesty memer.
Sounds good. I think we've just spent 5 minutes talking about the word zesty.
It's okay. It's our show. We can
That's
do what
true.
We want.
All right. I'm going to continue with music now.
We'll continue to watch the real birds' reaction to digibirds.
find myself by the sea, in another's company. By the sea, wanna go out to the pier. Gonna dive and have no fear.
the sea makes knee deep in the North Sea.
Alright, so what you just heard was Dissolve Me by Alt-J, before that was VCR by The XX, and before that was Aquarium by Noisa thing, don't know how to pronounce it, whatever. But yes, Maria and I were just discussing how Alt-J has very much declined in quality. We don't know where they're at right now, and we both regret not seeing them when they were good, aka an awesome wave era. Yeah.
Agreed.
But agreed. While Maria's setting up her playlist, yeah. I have a great PSA for you all about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Excuse me. Wow. I'll definitely be careful next time I use a ladder.
Good. I know you're doing a lot for the shingles on the roof of your dorm. You know?
Yeah, that is me. That's
all of our step ladders under our beds.
Facilities, it's me.
Yeah, so, ooh, Maria's playlist is called What the Folk.
Oh, no.
So quirky, so
it's
tough.
It's just a not tonight's playlist.
Okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
She will switch seats with me now.
Be a lot more interesting for all you listeners if you could actually see us moving around.
I know. We moved at a great 2 mile per hour.
Yeah, so plant update, nothing really new. They're all doing their thing. I've just, like, turned them all around so that the other side of their leaves are facing the sun, but that's really about it. So, without...
Are they still living?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna let them die, Ursula. Not like my dreams and soul. just kidding.
We like to keep it light.
I'm doing well.
Here.
I'm doing
never
well.
Never self-deprecating. Ever. Joy and sunshine always. Tufts University. Tufts Admissions. We love this school.
Robos. Okay. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
So what you just heard was The Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd, and then Little Girl Blue by Janis Joplin. I promised on my Snapchat story that tonight would be melancholy Floyd themed, but I changed that a little bit.
You mad Floyd?
I know. So yeah.
Apparently, guys, what we just found out is Phoenix, the band, changed their profile picture to a very cryptic image on Facebook, which means they could either be like stopping making music forever, or they could be releasing a new album soon.
Yeah, yeah, or maybe they just wanted those likes. I'm just kidding.
And then, I'm okay, sure they're doing it for a reason. Does anyone know, like, Fleet Foxes? Did they make a new album?
I don't know.
Is it?
I kind of heard rumors / seen references to it, but I don't know. That'd be dope. Cool. I think I accidentally had the aux on for that, so we heard a little preview of what's next, but we're going to play it anyway. So enjoy.
Little sea of air, we got the whole world hanging there.
What you just heard was The Show Must Go On by Pink Floyd, and then Born to Die by Lana Del Rey, and the mics might have been off for my last announcement, so we also heard Sea of Air by Portugal the Man, and then we're just going to close out with one more song, And we'll see you next week. Oh, this is Extremely Casual Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.